Hello there, this is Richard Alabone on webtalkradio.net with Paranormal is Normal. And this week it's about a special part of astrology, not popular astrology and telling your fortune, but about a part of astrology that was investigated by Michel Gauquelin, which he showed to be absolutely true. It concerns the way that four planets influence human destiny, which he proved by a scientific investigation involving thousands of people. He found that we are all influenced by one or more of the planets, and this influence we inherit from our parents. He called it the heredity effect, and if the effect is strong, then our personality will be strongly affected, which will affect the likely profession we take up. An amazing idea, but he showed conclusively that it was true. The four main planets produced four different professions, namely authors, actors, scientists, or sportsmen, with sportsmen being the most clearly marked cases. Most prominent sportsmen were born as the planet Mars was rising or at its zenith, which has become known as the Gauquelin-Mars effect. So there's a rough outline of what it's all about. And firstly, I'm going to go into more detail of his work, and later the problem he had of convincing the scientific community of its truth, as there was absolutely no explanation available. I found I couldn't get a guest to talk about these things today, but maybe that's better because I want to spend time in the centre section giving my views as to how and why the Gauquelin effect works. Believe me, there is a perfectly reasonable explanation. After the centre section, I'm going to detail the disastrous way his work has been treated since he first published, which was 50 years ago. I was personally introduced to his work when I bought a book of his about 30 years ago entitled Cosmic Influences on Human Behaviour. And in it I read that there was a strong correlation between the ability of an individual in his profession and the rising of his planet at the time of his birth. The ancient craft of astrology has always said that the time of birth determined the future and personality of the individual, but Gauquelin said it was the other way round. The child arranged its birth to coincide with the rising of his planet, which was a fundamentally different way of looking at astrology. He determined that prominent soldiers and athletes were significantly likely to be born as Mars appeared over the horizon or a little after Mars reached its zenith or its highest altitude. This is the famous or infamous Mars effect, but a similar effect was recorded with authors and the Moon, scientists and physicians with Saturn, and actors with Jupiter. It was not completely straightforward and obvious, as the eminence in any category would alter the likelihood of a significant birth time, so Gauquelin took the most eminent in each profession to make his point. He calculated data on thousands of individuals' birthplace, day and hour of birth, and then had to compute the position of the target planet at that time from astronomical tables. This was extremely difficult and a very time-consuming job. As for each profession, he studied between 300 to 4,000 births of eminent and successful people. But more than that, he also selected the same number of people of different professions to compare them as controls in order to scientifically sure that his theory was correct. His wife was a statistician, and together they studied and analysed roughly 36,000 people's birth times. Not only did they show the link between birth time and profession, but the way the link to the particular planet was handed down by heredity in the same way that heredity determines traits like music, teaching, or colour of hair or eyes. As he said, like father, like son, which also was statistically confirmed to be in line with the accepted principles of genetics. This also determined likely personality, introversion and extroversion, and even stature and looks, all of which was analysed by Michel and his wife. A mammoth task which took years of work, but the Gauquelins were determined to show that this effect was real, and published their first book in 1955. He noted that geneticists were appalled at the idea that heredity was determined in part by cosmic interference and planetary type, but in fact this effect is in perfect harmony with the classical laws of genetics, which say that if both parents of a child have the same heredity factor, the chances of the child's inheriting it are doubled. And this, of course, is the beginning of an understanding as to how the infamous Mars effect works. I say infamous because the whole idea has been condemned as incorrect because it is impossible, as there is no explanation. But Gauquelin showed that we are all different planetary types and differ in the strength of the effect which is determined by our parents. Where we have a strong effect, say to Mars, then as a fetus we would time our birth to arrive as Mars was rising or at its zenith, which is clearly done to give some special biological effect at the time of birth to help the child cope with coming into the world. A child in the womb is in some way aware of the position of the nearest planets and times its birth by releasing particular hormones or chemicals. As Gauquelin said, the fetus gives the signal. We know that in the animal kingdom, and also humans, that the movement of the moon is subconsciously detected, which, for example, often determines when turtles come on land to lay their eggs, or when baby land crabs return to the sea. Also, it is found that the phase of the moon subconsciously affects humans, as seen by the fact that there are more road accidents at full moon. So in some way, the position of the nearest planets are detected. I'll say more on how they're detected a little later, when I give my theory as to how and why the Mars effect works. I'm going back again to Gauquelin's studies. He found that the effect only worked for natural births, where the child was induced or born by a caesarean. This might be at any time of day, which would destroy the Mars effect. He also noted a shift of 1 hour after 1938, when most births were earlier than they had been previously by 1 hour. Apparently this was because from 1938 a drug called spasmalgin was given almost routinely to ease labour pains by dilating the cervix, which result in births being 1 hour earlier. This says a lot for the accuracy of Gauquelin's time measurements and, of course, for the correctness of his theory. But try as he might, Gauquelin could find no feasible theory as to how Mars rising at the time a child is born can possibly help it to be a famous marathon runner 20 years later. It just didn't make sense. One scientist has commented in this way: "There is nothing in our vaulted 21st century knowledge that gives us the slightest hint as to how the Mars effect works." And he also said that this is a surefire, bomb-proof, paranormal phenomenon. So, now, paranormal, or para, means false or impossible. So paranormal does not apply to things that really happen. So it follows that there must be a normal, reasonable explanation for Gokulam's astrology. In this section now, I'll try and give you a reasonable explanation as to how and why. Firstly, we've seen that there are four different planetary influences that are sensed by four different groups of people. I just looked up the word influence in my dictionary, and it says, I quote, "Influence, the power or virtue supposed to flow from planets upon men and things." I was very surprised to see that. So you can see it is general knowledge that we are influenced by the planets, but we don't know how or why. The big question is why. Why does a fetus carefully time its birth to coincide with a flow of important information that he needs for growth of his subspecies as determined by heredity from his parents? If his parents both had red hair, then we would expect him to grow red hair. Similarly, he grows into his expected type of person or subspecies dictated by heredity. Surely that's all very logical. Gokulam had found that we all tend to grow into one of four types of personality, and even tend to look the same and follow the same lifestyle and profession. He used the word tend because if the two parents are of different types, then the strength of the effect in the child would be less, in the same way that if one parent had red hair and the other black, the child might be one or other hair colour or a mixture. But Gokulam was able to take this into account. This then is the reason why there is a relationship between birth time and likely profession, and also eminence in that profession. Explaining how this happens is a little more difficult, but it is a logical extension to my theory as to how an egg grows into a chicken, and how telepathy works. Modern biology tells us that DNA is only part of the story of growth and form, and that there has to be some outside influence from other members of the species that tells cells how to split, or in other words, it tells an egg how to grow into a chicken. Also, this outside influence instructs a human fetus on how to grow according to his heredity, giving him, say, red hair, or a personality that might be a marathon runner if he has a strong Mars effect. As well as that, we are all programmed with instinct before birth. How does this get there, I ask? And the obvious answer is that it uses the mechanism of telepathy. Now, I've shown many times in these shows that telepathy is a normal fact of life, and that the carrier of telepathy is spinning particles that come about when gravity acts on inertia in rotating bodies like planets. This carrier flows around the Earth as a planet rises, carrying information of growth between members of the subspecies, that is, between Mars people and Mars people. It will carry personality information as well as the information we unconsciously remember, which controls our instincts. This outline of how the Mars effect determines the birth time of a child, followed years later by the profession he chooses, I suggest is reasonable and logical and completes an understanding of the Mars effect. And of course, it's the same with other near planets and their related personalities and professions, or subspecies, as I like to call it. Now, you may have wondered why some births are as the planet reaches its zenith. And the answer is that at that time the carrier flow around the Earth increases again, which increases the flow of information. What we can say is that the four different types of people who are noticeably different in many ways, like stature or facial looks and personality, have what Gauguin called personal heredity constitution. Sometimes this is very marked, in the same way that a person might have red hair, or it might be that they are of a mixed heredity type, having brown hair. Gauguin's work discovered that when an individual inherited a strong effect from Saturn, say, where both his parents were scientists or scientifically minded, who were both born as Saturn was rising, then that individual was very likely to be born as Saturn was rising and would probably turn out to be a scientist. We are all aware of this heredity effect, not realizing that it affects the natural birth time of an individual, and that the information controlling growth and development does not necessarily come directly from his parents. His DNA is just the code which says things like red hair or blue eyes, but it also says Saturn or Mars. Biology has recently shown us that genes and DNA do not directly control cell division and growth, but only indicate the type of person or subspecies of an individual. The actual information for growth, etc., is carried everywhere in the ether from people with the correct hair colour or the correct planetary type. This is a novel approach to the way all life works that I've been studying for 35 years since I coined the word cytotelesis. And the more you look, the more it leads to an understanding of the strange evidence of what is called paranormal, and that includes all life and consciousness, as well as the Mars effect. The scientific message that has to be realized is that we are all as one and are all interconnected across space. Schrödinger, one of the greatest scientists, said we are all connected. He could see why it was so, but could not explain how. It's only the understanding of the science of telepathy that has begun to explain how. I'm very aware that this hypothesis is pretty strange and perhaps unacceptable, but if there was evidence of another source of the same carrier producing the same effect of moving information from mind to mind, then Gauguin's work would make much more sense. Spottiswoode found that the evidence from incidences of successful telepathy during nearly 3,000 tests have shown that telepathy is increased fourfold as the Milky Way appears over the horizon. How about that? It's surely very significant from a scientific point of view, and the evidence of a carrier of telepathy agrees and supports the Mars effect. Spottiswoode's peak as the Milky Way rises also tends to show another peak in telepathy when it is at its zenith, which surely proves the point that Gauguin was absolutely right. But scientific advancement in something that does not fit in with the scientific worldview proceeds very, very slowly, which is what has happened to all things deemed paranormal. It is because Gauguin tried so hard to present his work as scientific that the sceptical people felt they had to demolish his work. Apparently, three separate organizations set up to seriously investigate claims for the paranormal were violently opposed to the Mars effect and tried to prove that it did not exist and that the evidence was all false. They accepted the challenge to replicate the effect in the hope of condemning it, and to their horror, all three organizations found they had shown the Mars effect was correct. The three organizations, PSYCOP in the USA, CFEPP in France, and the Comité Para in Belgium, argued and delayed over their duplicated Gauguin results with remarkable consistency. They fudged and indulged in character assassination, even bribed astrologers to give false evidence to avoid admitting the truth. It was only when some of their own members blew the whistle that they were forced to admit that results had been falsified and that the Mars effect was genuine. In the meantime, Gauguin himself was so disillusioned that he destroyed all his research records and then committed suicide, which I'm afraid says much for the ability of most scientists to do science, which is expected to address unresolved issues rather than to hide them. One of the problems that Gauguin had was that the effect was strongest where the individual had a strong inheritance, which is perfectly understandable. So he selected individuals who were eminent in their profession to use in his published work. From the scientific point of view, this was cheating, and the skeptics were able to assassinate his scientific credibility. But subsequently, Swiebert Ertel repeated much of the work and was able to show that the Mars effect was still there with less eminent athletes. He graded the athletes by eminence and showed that the likelihood of their birth time being as Mars was rising was proportional to the evidence, eminence, which was a very significant piece of work. So there we have it. A very sad story about an area of science that fits in precisely with my own views of life and the unexplained. I say unexplained rather than unexplainable, as there is an answer which I have tried to explain today. You'll find more detailed information in my book Sublimity or on my website sublimity.org.uk. I hope you found today's topic of interest. This is Richard Allibone on webtalkradio.net. Bye for now.